The Commodity Credit Corporation has announced the 2015 loan rates for the four types of peanuts. Commodity Credit Corporation calculates the price support levels for each type using the same method they've used for years. They use the national average loan rate of $355 per ton for peanut farmers and the five-year average quality factors along with a three-year simple average weighted production. Rates are effective August 1st, which will start the new crop, and it will continue to February the 1st, 2016. For 2015, the price support for runner-type peanuts, instead of being $355 on the average, it'll be $354.51 on the average ton. Spanish will be $337.34, Valencias will be $359.28, and Virginia type will be $359.28. But overall, CCC applies the premiums and discounts for quality factors to compute the loan value for peanuts for an individual ton. The actual loan level depends on the percent of various sizes of kernels in a ton of peanuts. Commodity Credit Corporation uses that percentage of sound mature kernels, SMKs, and sound splits to compute the basic loan value of a load of peanuts. The sound mature kernels are those kernels that pass over the testing screen designated for each type of peanut. Sound splits are whole kernels split into two parts. Excess sound splits will cause a discount. There are discounts for other kernels as well, damaged kernels, and foreign material. An additional discount occurs for LSKs or loose shell kernels. There's also some other quality factors that may appear on the contract, but overall that will give you the average ton of peanuts this coming year, mostly in the Southeast. The runner type will be $354.51. All of them are supposed to average $355 per ton as the guaranteed price that a farmer will receive for an average ton of peanuts. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.